In his weekly radio address, President Bush reiterated his call to create a cabinet-level Department of Homeland Security. The move would consolidate dozens of federal security operations under one department. But President Bush's Homeland Security proposal would make only modest changes to two of the most important security agencies. The FBI and CIA would operate roughly as they do now. Yet the White House hopes its proposal might keep the government from missing clues, as it's accused of doing, before September 11th. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
Senator Bob Graham leads an intelligence committee that's examining the so-called Phoenix Memo, and problems investigating a suspected hijacker in Minneapolis, and the failure to track two future hijackers who were spotted in Malaysia, and more.
We had collected a great deal of information. Problem was that information never got before one set of human eyes or a common set of human eyes that was in a position to see the relationship.
Republican Senator Arlen Specter says he is happy that the new Department of Homeland Security would include its own intelligence analysts.
This new cabinet officer will have everything that the CIA knows and that the FBI knows and NSA and all of the intelligence agencies.
It sounds like a good idea. So good, in fact, that the government has already been trying to do it for 16 years. Ever since 1986, the Central Intelligence Agency has operated a counterterrorism center, which includes representatives from other agencies. FBI agents are there. So are immigration officials, Secret Service agents, State Department representatives, military officers, and more. Yet in a few critical instances, the system did not work. FBI agent Colleen Rowley says her fellow agents tried to contact the CIA about terror suspect Zakaria Moussaoui, but they were reprimanded for it. The CIA says it tried to inform the FBI when two men with American visas attended an Al-Qaeda meeting in January 2000. Emails show the CIA communicated with one of those FBI agents assigned to the Counterterrorism Center. But for months, neither agency took steps to track the men who became September 11 hijackers. Since September 11, the CIA has doubled the size of its counterterrorism center to 1,200 employees. The FBI is creating a new Office of Intelligence to analyze information, and it will include agents on loan from the CIA. But former CIA counsel Susan Spalding says the agency still cannot think as a single organization.
FBI sends a few bodies over to CIA's counterterrorism center and vice versa, in what we've called an exchange of hostages. And that is not, that enhances cooperation and understanding of each other's efforts, but it is not a fusion of intelligence analysis.
Now the government proposes creating another center examining terrorist threats. The new Office of Threat Analysis would try to gather information from the alphabet soup of U.S. agencies already doing anti-terrorist work. But Susan Spalding doubts the agencies will really give up much of their raw information.
It looks as though it's creating yet another all-source analysis unit and consumer of intelligence, rather than really fusing the existing analytical capabilities that reside at CIA, FBI, DIA, INR, DEA, etc.
Still, some officials say the new Department of Homeland Security could do a job that others have not. The department would take over federal programs to safeguard the nation's infrastructure. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says the department could protect some of America's most vulnerable targets.
Out there, the oil and gas pipelines and the electricity grid have their counterparts to the flimsy cockpit doors that the FAA ignored for years and which played such a role on September 11th. We need somebody to pull the threat analysis of what might happen together with the fixes that are needed.
In recent weeks, some current and former officials had been considering broader changes. Some officials had been musing about a full-blown domestic spy agency. Susan Spalding speaks of creating a joint analysis center that forces every agency's most valuable terrorism analysts to work together in the same place. The word joint comes from the military, where joint commands try to make the various armed services fight together. But for now, at least, the Bush administration is staying away from such dramatic and politically explosive changes. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.